This is Bible Truth for Living. Stand by for your host. Welcome to Bible Truth for Living. We're glad that you've joined us for this pilot episode of podcasts that are brought to you by the River City Church in Columbus, Georgia. I'm Bo Kausman, your host for this program, and we hope it will be a continuing program that will provide insights from God's Word about the things that He wants us to know. Joining me today is Jeff McCreary. Jeff, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
In this episode today, we want to begin our thoughts in Bible Truth for Living with the question that would be on many people's minds regarding this special book that we call the Bible. A lot of people today look at this book and they look at the way the secular world is developing and the things that are going on, and they say, well, this is a book that's 2,000 or plus years old, much of it written anywhere from 3,500 to 2,000 years ago, and there's really no arguing that. We have all kinds of manuscripts and can date them to certain times. How can a book like that be relevant in 2018 to the things that are going on in life? It seems to that people will look at this, Jeff, and say, life's not anything like what it was like 2,000 years ago. And there's some truth to that.
You can add to that the fact of what we've discovered in our day and time. Man is learning at a pace that is quite incredible. And not only in terms of the AI and the computer information that we are amassing, but just all of the things that men have done through the years.
Exactly. There's no question that the world is advancing. We're discovering more things all the time. We're inventing new things all the time. One of the things, though, that has been constant is man and the problems that man faces. And those are the things really that go to this. And we want to address in this podcast today a couple of questions. What's the Bible about and how does that apply to us today? You wanted to interject something.
You know, you can take a doctor who died 20 years ago. If you could bring him back to life, he couldn't even converse with doctors today in certain areas. There have been so many discoveries. The same is true of any area of science. But you know, you could take today's philosophers, and if you could sit them down with Aristotle or Plato or any of the ancient philosophers,
right,
they could have a discussion about the nature of man and about the needs of man psychologically, morally, and so on. And it would be as if the time lapse didn't exist, because man's basic needs haven't changed.
Right, and it's why even in the education field, we study classics. We study things that people wrote and discovered and theorized about thousands of years ago. That's a really interesting point. I hadn't thought about that. My background is in speech communication. And 35 years ago, which seems a long time to me, I was studying about Plato and Socrates and Aristotle in a class called Classical Rhetorical Theory. And I might have asked my professor, well, why are we talking about this? And the immediate short response would have been, because we still communicate the same way we always have.
Yes.
So things that have been discovered in the past and theorized about are still applicable today, because we still do things fundamentally, even though maybe technology is outracing us. Obviously, you know, Aristotle didn't have a Twitter account, but he communicated with words, and fundamentally he understood how to couch his reasoning in words and cause people to understand them. So just because something's old doesn't mean it's not relevant. But let's look at our two questions today, Jeff. The first of those is, what is the Bible about? It seems to me that when we open the Bible and read it, it obviously is a number of different genres that are written by different men at different times. We talk a lot about the amazing nature of this book. 40 different authors, over 1,500 years. An incredible expanse of time, and yet the amazing consistency in the theme of what the Bible presents. It is an anthology of the history of the relationship between human beings and the divine being. Now, obviously, there are some assumptions we're making in these various shows that we'll be doing, and one of those would be that people believe that there's a God. and believe that he's communicated with us in some ways. If you're listening to this and you don't believe there's a God, you certainly have the free will to make that choice, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you about that. That's not what this particular episode is about.
There'll be an upcoming podcast about that.
We hope so, if we can figure out some sensible answers to that question. But what we find in Scripture, generally speaking, is the lives of historical figures and how they play out in their relationship with God. For example, right off the bat, we see the first couple, and they have a couple of sons, and we have a conflict that arises between two men, Cain and Abel, and why that conflict arose. And it all comes back to their relationship with God and how that played out. We have very early on the amazing story of Noah and the worldwide flood and how that played out, all because of a man's relationship with God. And we go on through and we see these amazing characters in the very first book. In that sense, the Bible is like a lot of other books, and actually it's actually the model about which, yes, a lot of books are placed.
It's the first book.
Right. Here are the major characters. Here are the traits they have. Here are the things that happened to them. Conflicts arose in their life. In the great scheme of literature, the Bible is very much a book like that. It presents characters, the conflicts that arise, how they handle them, but it interjects the divine character as part of it.
What is unique about the Bible is that it is in harmony from beginning to end. We know the tendency of people today. One man who is an expert in a field makes some discoveries and he publishes these. 10 years later, another man makes some changes and publishes that the earlier author was all wrong. That's the nature of man. But in the Bible, you don't have a latter writer saying that Moses was all wrong in what he said, or Isaiah was wrong in what he said. There is harmony in the Bible from beginning to end. It does talk about two different laws, God's law for the Israelites and God's law for all men under the New Testament, under Christ. But these laws are harmonious. And that makes it a very unique book, and one of the reasons why it is not outdated and continues to have relevance today.
That's a great point. Nothing in this book falls to later discoveries, whereas most of men's writings, we discover things later or we come to find out that someone's theory was wrong or something like that.
And this points out to the limited revelation of the universe. We are learning things about the earth, about the universe, about our solar system all the time. It is a continuing revelation, and we never know all the things that are found there. If the Bible is indeed a book written by God to man, then it will contain a closed set of values that are timeless. It's not an evolving revelation. It is a set revelation by the one who created us and made us. Just as when someone invents something and the government begins using that military jet or a spacecraft or something like that, if something goes wrong, they often go back to the inventor, and because he knows what he made. He knows how it works and why it works. For those reasons, the Bible, I contend, is still relevant. We'll talk about some scriptures here that reflect that fact.
And that leads us into our second question with regard to this. It's really not hard to look at the Bible and say, well, what is this about? Even people who don't believe that the Bible's from God or don't believe in God can read the pages of the Bible and can see what it describes. They may not believe it. They may think it's fantasy in some ways, but they don't necessarily say, well, that's not in the Bible. Our second question, though, is if this is a book that is written about the relationship between man and God, how does this apply to life in 2018? Why is this relevant today? Why should someone look at this book and say, well, this can give me guidance for my life today? The Apostle Paul, in the first letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, talked about this when he stated that the example of the Israelites and all of their failures when they were trying to follow God that are detailed in the Old Testament, he says, were written as examples for us, written for our instruction. The Bible intends to give us divine instruction about how to live, and it does it by showing us people's successes and failures in history.
God knows that the nature of man is such that we have weaknesses. The flesh wrestles against the spirit, the spirit against the flesh, the Bible teaches in Galatians 5, and man will sin. Now, God has written this so to give man hope that though man might sin, that there is a method and a way in which that sin can be forgiven through Jesus Christ. And so that's really the story of the Bible. We see the successes and failures. We know the successes were rewarded by God, and the failures were punished by God. And so that sets up a framework in which we can judge our lives as to whether we're fulfilling our mission and our destiny in God's plan.
Right. You mentioned, but before we came on, we were talking a little bit about this, a passage in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that many believers are quite familiar with, where Paul, writing to this young preacher, tells him, beginning in verse 16, that the Bible, the Scriptures, are inspired by God. This is a claim that other religious books don't necessarily make. This is a claim that the Bible, though written literally by the hands of men, were in its words and ideas conveyed to these men by God, the obvious conclusion you reach from that is these are not the ideas of men. And Peter states that in his epistle, that none of the things that were written were of private interpretation. The apostles didn't eat together in a smoke-filled room and decide what they wanted churches and Christians to do.
Further, God didn't tell Paul when he was about to write to the Corinthians in the first epistle. He didn't say, Paul, I want you to write about Christians going to law with one another and the misuse of the Lord's Supper, and I want you to write about immorality and things like that. What he told Paul was he gave Paul every single word. He didn't just let Paul write these things. So what we're saying is that God used Paul like you might use a pen or a computer to print out a document. You're the author of the document. The pen is not the author. And in the same way, Paul and Peter were not the literal authors. They conveyed God's will. God wrote the Bible. It says here in 2 Timothy, chapter 3 and verse 16, all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. And what this is saying is the Bible contains every good work. I mean, that's a claim that no human writer has ever made. But this Bible contains every good work for man to do, either generally or specifically. God lays it out for us, and if we follow this, we'll be within the framework of good works.
And as we've noted before, all of these things that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10 were written for our instruction. These are stories about human behavior. This is a book that deals with human behavior as God tries to direct it. And some of the wonderful successes and some of the spectacular failures of human beings when they either decided to follow what God said or not follow what God says. But they're all about human behavior. We're talking about people who were trying to meet human needs that are fundamental to every human being. We're talking about people who are making decisions about their lives that we in the 21st century still have to make. The same decision. You know, the problems that beset man, greed, lust, anger, hate. I mean, how much do we hear today in the political arena about hate? That's always been one of man's problems. This is not a new phenomenon. And thus, the things that God has written in his book, which deal with how to handle these things, how can they not be relevant in the 21st century?
When you start talking about the characters of the Bible, critics will often say, well, aha, Abraham was not a perfect person. He lied and he was afraid when he should have had faith. But that's the whole point. The point is not that Moses and Abraham and David were perfect people. And this is something that is intended to give us hope. We're not perfect people either. And that's why the Bible is relevant. And just as Abraham and David had to follow God's path for reestablishing fellowship with him after their great failures, so we, learn how to establish fellowship and God's spiritual blessings after we have our great failures as well. That's why we have the same circumstances and why God's Word is relevant for us today.
Great thoughts. We'll be back right after this message. We're glad you've joined us for Bible Truth for Living today. We hope the things that we have discussed will be of encouragement and benefit to you. This program, Bible Truth for Living podcast, is sponsored by the River City Church in Columbus, Georgia. We are a fellowship of Christians who belong to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Nothing more and nothing less. We worship regularly at our meeting place located at 3900 River Road in Columbus. You'd be welcome at any of our services, Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m., and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., where we seek to worship and glorify God and to study from His Word. We invite you to visit the Bible Truth for Living website. That's BibleTruthForLiving, all one word, .com. There's more information there, articles, videos, and other resources designed to present the simple truth of God's Word. You can contact us via the website with your comments, questions, or topics that you'd like us to discuss in this podcast. We plan to produce and publish this program on a regular basis, and all the podcasts will be available on our website. Now back to our program. Welcome back to our Bible Truth for Living podcast. We are glad you've been able to join us today. In this episode, we've been talking about the relevance of the Bible today. And we've talked about how that the Bible is a book about the history of the relationship between the divine and human. And we've looked at the relevancy of it for those of us who live today and how it applies, because the issues and the problems that we grapple with today as human beings are the same issues and problems that people have struggled with for millennia. And God is seeking through this book to help us in these struggles and help us find a way to have a relationship with Him. Jeff, your thoughts on this as we close our show today.
So easy when you look at the characters of the Bible to see their faults and to laughingly deride them as if we would never do the same thing. It takes an honest person to evaluate the Bible and to understand how relevant it is. And if we're honest, we'll admit the fact that we do things that we look back on later as very foolish and very stupid. In any case, the Bible helps us.
Let's not get too personal there.
The Bible helps us to appreciate the fact that though we make mistakes, we can fix our life, we can heal our souls, and we can prepare us to make ourselves more like Jesus and prepared for the conclusion of life and the afterlife and eternity. And that's why the Bible was given to man by God, so that we can understand Him and come to know Him in a way that the universe could never explain.
And I'm beginning to hear the music, which tells us we've talked long enough. So we are thankful that you joined us for this pilot episode of Bible Truth for Living, and we hope that you'll join us for future podcasts as well. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bo Couch for Jeff McCrary. Join us next time.